What's up, good people? Thank you for clicking play on another episode of Big Man Tiny Kingdom. I am so glad that the temperature here in Arizona has finally decided to level down below 100 degrees. Yes, Satan has left the building. This is the time of year that I can get outside and take care of these yard work projects that I've put off because I didn't want to be out working on things with the hell hot sun beating down directly on me. First few things I wanted to clear off of my November chores list involves making some minor renovations to what will very soon become my new home. Yes, yes, y'all, the big man finally got his tiny kingdom. Now, if you've been following the podcast, then you know that from the beginning of it all, I have my Chevy Silverado that I named Raven. I use that for all my camping adventures, added on a high-rise camper shell, installed some storage drawers in the truck bed, which the top surface doubles as a platform for my very comfy memory foam mattress, and I sleep like a baby on that thing. I added some solar power for all my electrical gadgets, like a TV, small fridge, and portable air conditioner. It's been a very user-friendly solution for me all these years, but I am so proud to say that I am now the owner of my first RV, my very own HOW, as I like to call it. And if you never heard that phrase before, it stands for Home on Wheels. I'll tell you more about it becoming my home in a little bit, but first I want to share with you all the details of what I purchased. Sometime in the near future, I will be uploading a video tour of my rig on my YouTube page. So if you haven't already, take a moment and subscribe to Big Man Tiny Kingdom on YouTube. That way you'll be one of the first to know when the video is available to view. Right now, there's not any camping content on there, but it will be coming real soon. So, praise Yah, I was blessed to come up with the funds to purchase myself a 2020 Jayco J-Flight 175RD. It's a 21-foot travel trailer, extremely lightweight at only 2,900 pounds. I have affectionately named him Babar for a few different reasons. First reason, if you remember the books or TV shows back in the day, Babar was a young elephant that would one day become king. My son used to love watching that cartoon, and I used to love spending time watching it with him. It brings back a really cool family memory. My Jayco is a light gray color, so the name is also fitting with its appearance. Another reason is because both my mama and my last girlfriend are elephant lovers. I love them, so in honor of what they mean to me, I felt like it would be cool to name my travel trailer Babar, being that he is now the new love of my life. And one other reason the name bodes well with me is because I am a huge Eddie Murphy fan and love the movie Coming to America, which I can watch over and over and over again. Well, there is a scene in Coming to America when he is walking outside in his backyard with James Earl Jones, who plays the role of his father in the movie. And there are some elephants that walk up to them. And Eddie Murphy, his character's name is Akeem. Akeem gives the elephants a piece of food and says, "Hello, Babar." There's a Bible verse that says, if two or three agree, then it is so. Well, those are three reasons to allow the name Babar to stick for me. It is so. I don't mind sharing the good, bad, and any other details with y'all about Babar. In future episodes, I will be going through such things like the purchase price, the renovations I'm making, my travel plans, and what full-time RVing will be like for me. I mentioned earlier that I now own a HOW. Babar will not just be a recreational vehicle to me. For now, it's in storage until I get some things situated, but eventually I will be a full-timer sooner rather than later. And honestly, it's not just for the sake of adventure. There's also a money thing to it. Deciding to live in Babar full-time is going to help decompress the pull on my finances that life is aggressively tugging away at. And even though it may not be an ideal living situation for me, I am so excited about it because it's the best of both worlds. I love to camp, and now I own a HOW. You should see the new smile on my face. Those of you that are local to me and get to see me and know how I usually look, wait until the next time you see my ugly mug. You're going to be like, wow, happy looks good on you, player. Oh, cool thing that happened to me recently. I'm a part of this Facebook camping group, and one of my fellow RVers gifted me a free membership to Passport America, and I am so grateful to have received it. Thank you so much, Tina. In case she's listening, I told her I was going to thank her on the podcast. She said it wasn't necessary, but even still, thank you so much. I am going to enjoy using it. If you're unfamiliar, basically it's a travel club membership. It takes 50% off of the daily rate of campgrounds and RV parks all across the U.S. On average, an RV spot would run you, I don't know, $40 to $50. And if you go to the more fancier ones, up to $100 or more. But now with this membership, I can slice those prices in half. On their website, there are a massive number of locations that offer the club discount. I don't think I'll have any problems finding inexpensive places that I want to go here in Arizona or any other state that I may travel to. Now that I got the RV, I may venture more out of the state and just get my road trips on. There are a ton of other benefits that the membership provides. There's a section on the website where I can plan my trip and it will show me all the parks in the area that I'm traveling to. There are plenty of member reviews of the parks. That way, I know in advance of what type of campgrounds I'm visiting. I can make my reservations from the website, or I can call into their customer service, speak to someone knowledgeable about the parks, and help me book my destinations that way. I haven't got an opportunity to use the membership just yet, still very new to me, but I'm definitely going to take advantage of what it all has to offer. Thank you again, Tina. This is another example of how everyone in the camping community is just so friendly. So helpful, always looking to give more than what they take, always there to help each other out even before you ask for it. The camping community is truly my tribe. I recently got to take Babar on his first camping trip. Stay tuned for next episode so you can find out how that went. Also, I'll be telling y'all about the publication of my first novel. It's exciting times for me right about now. And I look forward to sharing the 411. Until then, I'm off to another wonderful adventure. Another fantastic voyage. Another cool moment in time of me doing what you know I do best. And that is living my life real big. Y'all keep it kosher, good people. This is Big Man, Tiny Kingdom.